I'm not talking about squabbling over scarce resource. Well, I've squabbled with you. We all squabble with each other, you know, with those that we're close with. If we try and, you know, get something done and have a specific goal, and there's always tension that arises between individuals that work together. I mean, that's kind of, I mean, we almost thrive off of it, watching different shows and stuff that feed off of the human drama.
But we're talking about deconstructing a system.
Right. And I'm just saying that if you're going to describe this process of us coming together and doing so, that it's going to be effortless and free of conflict. I just think that's incorrect.
If we set up time and place and say, you know, we want to build Earthships on this lot as a model for how we can all live freely in our future, that there are folks in our community who would like a home. This is land that is ours because it's public land. All we need is numbers, 100,000 people. And imagine India, a hundred million, wrap your mind around that. Okay, so let's say we get 100,000 who say, we want this land. We're going to park on this land. This is our land. We want to help our brothers and sisters as a model for how we can all live freely. See, we need examples of how it can be done to begin believing in it. That's why power will fight that tooth and nail. But that's very, very concrete. What makes it potent is that it's tied to a vision in which everybody has an Earthship if they want one. Everybody has an Earthship. We're working toward a goal. If you're working toward a goal, that motivates you. So if everybody who wants to work toward that goal comes to that lot, what is there to disagree about? We're going to sit on this lot until we get it, and then we're going to build an Earthship. Okay, there's one. Let's see how that worked out. Okay, let's go to the next one. There is nothing to argue about. If the numbers are there, trust. On construction sites, if there's a disagreement, it's about how things are physically put together.
You can't, on the construction site, it's hierarchy. You're talking about building something outside of hierarchy. So you have a bunch of people who are kind of butthurt because we're born in this system of, you know, not being heard and stuff. So there's so many egos bouncing around. And so that's all I'm seeing, is that I'm not talking about scarcity of resources. I'm talking about the clashing of egos and whatnot and personalities. And like I said, I think, you know, yeah, you could chalk a lot of that up to agents trying to disassemble some sort of progressive goal being attained. But I think that we inherently want to be in this system, are know-it-alls, and want to think that we have the right and best answer for a solution. And I've just seen that time and time and again, you know, growing up in nonprofits and these, you know, different communities, and it happens all the time, you know. And maybe that is part of this system because we haven't been raised to be big and full. But there are a lot of egos bouncing around.
No doubt. But we're talking about a phenomenal experience, something none of us has had before. And we are hungry for it. We are ready for it. It is about the future. And if those who want to build it will come, those who don't won't. There's nothing to argue about. And if you don't
believe, that's true.
If the goal is to develop a model that shows it is possible to live every single person without coercion. And so this is our strategy. We are going to claim this lot, see how that works out. Then we're going to claim other lots and see how that works out. It is literally only numbers. And that means it is literally only our minds which are holding us back. If there was a clear enough goal in India to dismantle a wage work system with their ability to turn out 100 million people, if you could turn out 100 million people in order to move on to a world in which no one is forced to share their human gifts, you can do it. Because numbers are determinative, and that a vision allows you to be in there for the long haul. So in a relatively privileged piece of the world, that is the East Bay in California, if enough people get behind that goal and the numbers generate, then it becomes reality.